wonderful songs that remind us of why we're here. There's a passage in the Old Testament that refers to the coming of the Christ child. Christ actually being the Greek word of the Hebrew Messiah. Messiah, Christos, the Messiah is the same word. I was thinking about, at the very beginning, we've recently been in the book of Genesis, and you begin to read in that book that God had planned from the very beginning that he would send his Messiah. Man, by virtue of his choice, would clearly always choose the wrong thing. He's rebellious in nature. Yet God is still gracious. And so he promises Eve, through you, I'll bring a seed that will rescue you from all this. About 2,000 years after that, he comes to Abraham and he says, and I'm going to send a son and he's going to die in your place. Not long after that, he talks to Moses and he says, one's going to come just like you. And then we come to this book of Isaiah, 700 years before the Messiah comes. And it reads this way. For a child will be born. To us a son will be given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace. It's very interesting that this particular prophecy comes at this time, because Israel had become so rebellious that they were mistreating their own children. They were exploiting their own children. They were actually sacrificing their own children on the altar to Molech. God turns to Isaiah and he says, tell the people of Israel that I'm going to use children to be a sign of prophecy. In fact, it actually is quoted in Isaiah chapter 8 in verse 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders. It was God's way of protecting the children at that time. It is in the book of Isaiah in chapter 7 that God says, and a woman will be a virgin that will bring forth a child. And so all the way through the book of Isaiah, the emphasis is on the child. And you begin to realize that though God revealed himself to Moses and to the children of Israel on the mountain, as you read in Hebrews chapter 12, everybody was afraid. But to come as a child, I mean, how innocuous is that when you consider that our Creator would come in such a way that we would feel that we could come up close to him and be a part of his life? God in his grace revealed himself as a child. And actually, the first time we would know that would be found in the book of Isaiah. It is that which we celebrate today. And we thank God for him coming not in lightning, though Israel cried out, oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. God goes, how about I just come as a child? And how about you come to me? And you begin to realize the grace of God in demonstrating that. Luke will quote this in Luke chapter 18, verse 17. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it at all. Begin to realize what's really important. It's not the fanfare. It's not the glory. Man tries to display himself as super intelligent or maybe super powerful, and God goes, I already got that. But God says, so why don't you come to me in love? And it shows the wisdom of God. Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness that is demonstrated to us in the simplicity of a child. We thank you for this wonderful message in Jesus' name.